Anyways, I want to talk about the Red Wings. And how surprised were you with the Yzerman announcement and then with Ken Holland leaving shortly after that? I mean, this is a big change to this organization.
Dennis, I was a little more surprised with Kenny leaving as quickly as he did. I kind of thought Kenny would do it at least another year in the front office with Stevie and then go run his own team. But all those variables kind of fell into place so perfectly for him. I mean, I don't think any of us would turn down that type of money. And then the Edmonton situation, he's got family and friends there. And it's not a bad team, too. So I could see where, you know, it's a good fit for him. Stevie, I think all of us kind of expected it. Again, maybe I thought he would maybe do a year of consulting here or just take a year off. But obviously, he had the bug and just things fell perfectly in place. It's a change. I mean, there's no question it's a change. I mean, we all know Steve Yzerman, obviously, but just not having Kenny Holland, general manager, that's kind of strange. And now seeing Steve there. But, yeah, it's definitely a new world, a new age over there.
How much do you think, or maybe not at all, but there were a lot of stories about the Rangers, and the Rangers are interested in Steve Yzerman. Did that push the Ilitches into making this move?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was just going to be Detroit. The more I've been talking to people, it was going to be Detroit. I think the Rangers were the longest of long shots. I think he wanted to return home. It was pretty obvious. You know, he still has his house in the area. I think he still feels a lot for the Wings organization and all. So, perfect situation for him, and he's got his own people here now, or kind of assembling his own team. Well, let's see how it works out.
One of the things that I really like about what he did in Tampa was young players played and young players improved. He had guys like Kucherov now who we feel like have been in the league for 100 years, and they're only 24, 25 years old, and they're dominant players. And if there's one thing the Red Wings have right now, and it's the one thing I'll say nice about Ken Holland, is that he did stockpile a lot of draft picks and he did stockpile a lot of young players. And I think the Wings are a little closer than a lot of other people give them credit for. I think what they've been lacking is they don't develop young players really well. Now maybe they'll start doing that.
He definitely did acquire the draft picks, no question. He did a very good job the last 3 years of doing that. Let's see how good all these guys are going to be. Let's see. Steve, there's no question. That team of his drafted very well down there. I mean, a lot of those Lightning players that are thriving now, those are all Tampa draft picks that they found. I mean, Kucherov was a second-round pick, too. I mean, he definitely did a good job of doing that. They have another 10 picks this year, number 6 overall, talking about the Red Wings. So they should be able to get another haul of young talent in here. Let's just see. I mean, we got to wait and see how long some of these guys graduate to the NHL. I mean, there was so much excitement about Filip Zadina last year. I still think he's going to be a force in the NHL, but he definitely needed a year in the AHL last year. May need another year this year. I think Michael Rasmussen, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he starts the year in Grand Rapids. You couldn't send him last year because of the technicalities, but I think a little bit of AHL seasoning would do very good for him. There's definitely some intriguing young talent there. Just a matter of developing them and seeing them mature, both physically and off the ice, too.
What'd you think of Hirose? Is this just a flash in the pan, or is this guy really that good?
Well, let's hold out our final opinion on it for a little while, but he definitely looked intriguing, didn't he? I really thought he was definitely showed well. Had great instincts, good little passer. When I was just doodling the other day, just penciling a roster, I definitely had him on the opening night roster. I think he's, as long as he doesn't disappoint in training camp and the exhibition season, I think there's a place for him. And yeah, he definitely did have some positives, but we've seen other kids do that too, kind of baseball and hockey. I mean, just kind of tease us for a little bit and then fade away. But I think they were impressed, and I think a lot of people were impressed with what he showed in March last season.
Obviously, Bertuzzi was one guy that really stepped up, had a big year. But can we really, the offensive numbers, can we really expect that from him throughout his career? I mean, the other intangibles, we know what he brings to the table. But will he score that much the rest of his career?
I think he could be a 20-goal scorer. Yes, I really do. I think he can. He really impressed me last year. I didn't think he could attain that level. But he was consistent right from day one, did a really nice job. I love his intangibles. I mean, they certainly need his type of grit. He was like a 400 penalty minute guy in junior, but he's not, you know, I love the fact that he's kind of curbed that, but he still has that in him if need be. I think that line with him, Larkin, and Mantha, that last month of the season certainly gave a lot of people a lot of hope going into next year. That could be, if not a dominant first line, a very good first line. And then Mantha obviously had a really strong world championships. It's, you know, sometimes it doesn't mean much, but sometimes kids can kind of springboard that into a really strong year the following year. We'll see, you know, how much confidence he got from that. But there's a few pieces there, obviously. I still think this season could be kind of rough, but I'd say in about 2 or 3 years, they have the makings of a very competitive team, I think. But it's going to take a little while.
Yeah, obviously the back end is the bigger issue.
It's going to be the issue.
And I know a lot of people want them to get a defenseman with the early pick, but you know what? There's probably not going to be that guy there, and there's probably going to be somebody like a Caulfield. And I know they loaded up front, but right. how can you pass on a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's several forwards. I think where they are, it's, you know, you pick the best player available because that's going to be a very good player. And there's several forwards that are pretty intriguing. There's still the last remnants of those bad Kenny Holland loyalty contracts are still there this year and next year. But by after next season, for sure, I mean, it's going to be pretty much a clear plate for Steve, whatever he wants to do. I mean, you got a lot of people coming off the book this year. A lot of those veteran defensemen like Jonathan Erickson, Trevor Daly, Mike Green, they're all to Nicholas Cronwell this year maybe, although I have a feeling Cronwell will be back for one more year. But, I mean, that's a lot of money coming off the cap there. Darren Helm and Franz Nielsen are coming off in the next couple of years. I mean, Justin Ablicator will probably be here to 2043, but that's fine. It's kind of easy. But there's going to be some age here this season. A lot of veterans who are, they're slowing down. But anyways, I think there's one more year of it's going to be a little bit pain and struggle, but I think by next season they're going to starting to see some steps going forward.
How many one-year contracts are they going to have to give Jimmy Howard before they've got a goalie in the organization who can take the mantle?
They do need to develop. Maybe Philip Larson is the guy. We'll see. I mean, he's going to start the year in GR. I thought Jimmy Howard, though, has been the least of their issues the last couple of years. I think he's played fine. Jonathan Bernier, the backup, I think they expected a little bit more. I think they'd like to see a more consistent, better season out of him next year. But, yeah, there's no question they need to develop a young goalie. They just don't have much in the organization right now. Although, like I said, Philip Larson, he had a good year in college last year. He's 20 years old. They're optimistic. Let's see what he does in Grand Rapids this coming season.
All right. And is Larkin going to get the C here? It seems like a no-brainer to most people.
It seems like it's pretty common knowledge. And just the type of year he had last season on and off the ice, it was pretty impressive. I mean, if you delay it another season, I suppose I could see that. But I think he's pretty ready for that responsibility. And is he going to be, as far as just on ice, is he going to be an elite player? I don't know about that, but I have a feeling he's going to be a very, very good player for a long time. He's going to be a solid Red Wing going forward.
All right. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.